Golden State Media Concepts Sci-Fi Podcast. Together we dive into the world of sci-fi and science fiction. From episodes of Star Trek, Star Wars, to The Walking Dead, Resident Evil, all the hot new science fiction movies from the back doors of Marvel or DC. The Golden State Media Concepts Sci-Fi Podcast. You'll never look at science fiction the same way again.
Hello there, everybody. This is Jay Snook here for the GSMC Sci-Fi Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. And we have some big Spider-Man news for you. So first of all, it got released, before Comic-Con. They announced they're doing this movie called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Which it's a big deal because we get to see Miles, you know, as Spider-Man, which we haven't really seen in an animated movie medium before. We haven't seen much of. He's gotten bigger in the comics lately. There's been some reasons for that. And the very first trailer we saw for this movie was a big deal because you saw Miles and Peter Parker, you know, together, which again you haven't really seen much of before. And you get to see where, for some reason, these two Spider-Men are in the same universe, but they're actually from different universes. And as the very first trailer moved along, you also saw Spider-Gwen, which is another Spider-Hero version that, again, is from another universe. Now, in this first trailer, you didn't know that. But in that first trailer, all you saw was those three Spider-people. That's all you saw. And there was, at the end, of course, a big joke about, you know, oh, like wait until Comic-Con. And Miles is like, what is Comic-Con? Then he gets taken away. And at Comic-Con, you got to see a trailer that told you a little bit more about the movie. And again, you know, you heard announcements that, hey, there's going to be, you know, more spider people, spider heroes in this. Nicolas Cage is going to play one of the versions. And you got to see more action. You got to see a bit more of Miles' world. You know, and how he lived and how his life was and how he had these powers. But he clearly, you know, was just getting the hang of them. He didn't know them that well or how to handle them that well or things like that. And we saw a bit more of him and Peter Parker interacting and a bit more action in the second trailer, the one that was shown at Comic-Con and things like that. So we knew a basic gist of this movie and, you know, that it was going to be a bunch of different spider characters coming together to stop some threat, you know, not sure what, and not even really sure why or how they had all come together. It was all a mystery. Like, okay, somehow all these spider characters are going to come together, all these spider heroes, but we don't know why, we don't know how, and we don't even really know what the threat is. Just we knew, hey, it's going to be this animated film that clearly, it's going to kind of have Miles being, you know, the star, which even on the new Spider-Man cartoon, that's not really how Miles is. Miles is, you know, a Spider-Man of sorts, but Peter Parker is the star of it, not Miles. So this is a big deal, you know. And in this new trailer that released recently, we actually get to see a lot. Again, we get to see more of Miles. We get to see some more Peter Parker. But we find out just how all these spider characters come together. So a super collider gets created, and I'm not sure if Miles himself creates it or if someone else creates it, and it brings all these spider characters together. They're all together. We have Spider-Ham, Spider-Gwen, we have, you know, Miles Spider-Man, we have Peter Parker Spider-Man, we have another Spider-Man that's voiced by Nicolas Cage, and they're all coming together. And we actually get to see that Kingpin is going to be in this too, and Kingpin, you know, in previous Spider iterations has been a very powerful villain, a very dangerous villain, a villain that is not easy to bring down. And so he's going to be a big one in this. There's some mysterious character that's chasing around, you know, Miles for some reason. And there actually was also a really cool, at the end of Venom, there was a second, you know, after credit scene, we got to see a bit more of this movie, a bit more of Miles, a bit more of Peter Parker, and some mysterious villain that they're, you know, running from. So we got to see that, which was really cool. And I highly, it's at the end of the film, I highly recommend you, you know, wait for it, because you get to see a lot of really cool stuff out of it. So, in this new trailer, we actually learn a bit more about these different Spider characters, a little bit more about Spider-Gwen. We get to see a little bit of Spider-Ham in action. We get to see, like I said, this is the first one we get to see Nicolas Cage's Spider-Man, which definitely clearly comes from a different universe from the other ones. Darker, maybe more noir. And, you know, this threat that's going on where the Super Collider brought all these different Spider-Men together. And it looks like, by what this trailer says, that if this Super Collider isn't shut down, you know, there's going to be nowhere for all these Spider characters go back to. So we get to see, you know, a number of these Spider characters in action coming together. We get to see kind of the reactions of some of each other and kind of how they see each other. We also get to see, you know, just there's a really cool scene where they're all together on the ceiling trying to, you know, hide from a friend of Miles, which is really cool. We get to see some more scenes of his dad, who happens to be a police officer, and we get to see what he thinks of Spider-Man, which he's not too excited for him or likes him or things like that. And, yeah, it just gives you a really good feel of, you know, what the, you know, animation of this film's going to look like, which is, looks amazing, by the way. We get to see, again, the mysterious villain. We get to see Kingpin, Wilson Fisk. And he has some dastardly plan, clearly, you know, maybe with the Super Collider, maybe with some of the Spider-Men, we're not really sure, or Spider-People, I should say. We get to see, you know, I think a bit more of Spider-Gwen without her mask, which we hadn't really seen in previous trailers. And clearly Spider-Ham is going to have some comic relief moments, which I think is going to be really cool. And yeah, this trailer is just really, really huge. You know, you get to see so much about this movie that you hadn't seen before. And you get to see how different some of the universes are and that they're from different universes, which hadn't really been said in previous trailers. Fans knew that, but it hadn't been said in previous trailers. So that's a big deal to see. Oh yeah, they're admitting they're from different universes. And I believe, too, that just from what I know of, you know, this kind of series, and mind you, this isn't the first time we've had a bunch of different Spider characters together. Actually, toward the end of the Spider-Man cartoon in the 90s, we had something similar happen where there was, like, you know, a weird kind of like war battle that Spider-Man went to stop another Spider-Man in another universe that had the Carnage symbiote. And a number of different Spider characters came together. We had, you know, a number of different Spider-Men. We had, I think, Scarlet Spider. We had a number of different characters. So this isn't the first one we get to see them all together, but this is the first one we get to see them in this way. And again, this time, Miles is the main character, not Peter Parker. So what do I personally think of this trailer? I think this trailer is amazing. It gets me really pumped for this movie. It was great to see some of these other Spider characters in action, finally, to get to meet some of them. Because, we haven't really met some of them in previous trailers. And we get to see, again, you know, how dangerous this threat is, and how they all come together and how, you know, imperative it is to get them all back to their universes before it's too late. And we even get to see a little bit part of, like, I think a few of the... buildings, like, you know, kind of starting to fall apart or have something happen to them because of what's going on with this Super Collider thing, right? And there's some mysterious character that we have seen in previous trailers, like some kind of, almost looks like some kind of goblin monster type thing. I don't really know much about that or how that plays in the other ones. And I think we get to see, I believe it's Prowler, don't quote me on that, but we get to see Prowler in this trailer a bit, and he seems to be a really good threat, powerful threat that Miles isn't, maybe not be fully prepared to take on. And we get to see in this trailer, too, that, you know, Miles is kind of getting the hang of being Spider-Man. It's what's kind of happening, right? Because I believe what's happened in his universe is the Spider-Man that was before him, I don't think is around anymore. I don't know what happened to him or why he's not around anymore, but he's not around anymore. So he kind of has to take on the mantle and get the hang of doing it. And we get to see a cool scene in here, too, where we get to see Peter Parker from other universe and Miles come together and kind of, like, you know, he kind of, like, you know, is kind of training him to be, you know, Spider-Man, which is really, really cool to see. I think it was a really fun scene. And Yeah, I think this movie is going to be absolutely amazing. Sony Pictures Animation is doing it. And yeah, I am personally very, very excited for this movie. It comes out around Christmas. I'm not sure when in December. I don't think on the 25th, maybe the week before, a couple days before. But yeah, if you haven't seen this trailer, check this trailer out. It is definitely mind-blowing at some parts. And I don't know about you know, other fans, but it definitely gives me a lot of hope for this film and definitely pumps up my excitement for this movie. So, other than that, we have that's all I have to say about this trailer at this point. And now we're going to take ourselves a short little break, and we'll be back in a bit.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Hello there, everybody. This is Jay Snook back for more sci-fi news for you. So, this weekend we had New York Comic Con happen out in New York, of course, and they showed us a lot of cool trailers for a lot of new shows, a lot of upcoming shows. And mind you, before we got to see this little teaser I'm about to tell you about, we let's back up for a second. Before that, so this new streaming service coming out called DC Universe, which I don't know if I've talked about on here before, where it's a streaming service where they're going to have a bunch of new animated shows and live action shows, like Titans is going to be on there. They're going to have a live action Swamp Thing show. They're doing Doom Patrol, which I think is a cartoon show. They're bringing back Young Justice for season 3, which fans have waited many years for that, and it looks really amazing. And they're also doing a Harley Quinn cartoon. Now, before recently, all we knew was, oh, they're doing a Harley Quinn cartoon. Great. We didn't know anything about it. They announced that Kaley Cuoco, which I hope I said that right, from The Big Bang Theory, is going to be lending her voice to Harley Quinn on this cartoon. And it's kind of funny because when they did Batman and Harley Quinn, which was a DC animated movie they did, I think, about a year or two ago now, we had the girl who was Bernadette on The Big Bang Theory do Harley Quinn on that. So now this is the second woman from The Big Bang Theory to be voicing Harley Quinn. And I'll give you a short little history about Harley Quinn real quick in case you don't know. And if you do, it's kind of a cool lesson anyway. So Harley Quinn was not someone who had been, isn't a brand new character per se. She's been around maybe 20-something years now, but she actually got started on Batman the Animated Series. And it's just like they just said, hey, you know what, let's give Batman, Joker, a love interest of sorts. And it was originally just Harley Quinn. And as the series went along, we found out, hey, she used to be Dr. Harlene Quinzel. She was at one time, a doctor for the Joker. And over time, she develops this attraction to him. It's never fully clear if he really feels the same way as she does, but she develops this attraction where she helps him break out of Arkham and becomes Harley Quinn, and the rest is history, And he's not always that great to her. He's abusive, physically, verbally, things like that, but she can't help herself. She loves him. She's in love with him. We got to learn a lot about their history, actually, in a show, episode they did called Mad Love. And since she got introduced on Batman the Animated Series, fans loved her. She's a very popular character. A lot of people love to cosplay as her. And in recent years, she's had some changes. It used to be, hey, she was just always kind of like, connected to the Joker. That's just who she was. Now, in Batman and Harley Quinn, there is no Joker. It's just Harley Quinn. And, you know, and she's helping Batman and Nightwing, you know, stop Poison Ivy from doing this horrible thing with the Thralonic Man. And in the comics, the same thing has happened. They're doing stories now where it's not just, hey, Harley Quinn and, oh yeah, the Joker, or the Joker and Harley Quinn. They're starting to veer away from that. They did now two DC animated movies where one was Batman Assault on Arkham, where we do see, you know, the Joker and her, but she's not like, oh, hey, Joker, put in love. You know, she's very not happy with him at all, and actually tries to shoot him and kill him. And then in the more recent one they did, which was, I think, a year ago now. No, in March. So it was in March of this year. It's called Suicide Squad Hell to Pay, where we don't see Joker at all. It's Harley Quinn and some of the rest of the people on the Suicide Squad, you know, doing a mission for Amanda Waller. So we don't see the Joker at all. And I believe the comics have gone that way now, too, where they're kind of doing more Harley-centric stories. They've done stories with, like, her and Ivy. Like, there was a graphic novel I read recently that was called Harley and Ivy Meet Betty and Veronica, where they're in Riverdale, and hilarity ensues and hijinks ensued. A really good comic, by the way. I highly recommend it. But yeah, like, they're starting to, like, you know, go in the direction of where, you know what, Harley Quinn doesn't necessarily need to be just on the side of the Joker anymore. She can have her own stories and her own, you know, adventures and her own things going on. And that's kind of how it's been veering. And so getting to this little teaser, and it is pretty much just a teaser, we get to hear Kaley Cuoco, you know, introduce herself a little bit as Harley Quinn. We get to see her in her cell at Arkham Asylum. Ivy, of course, is in there with her. Kaley Cuoco, Harley Quinn is very excited for the show, is very pumped about it, you know, tells a little bit about it. Poison Ivy is not so pumped about it or excited and says people aren't going to like it. You know, it's going to be a waste of time. It's going to do terrible. And, you know, Harley Quinn is very, no, that's not going to be the case. It's going to be this great show. It's going to be this awesome show. You're going to love it. You need to check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. And she's very just pumped the whole way through. And at the very end, we get to see a little thing with Batman, which is kind of funny. And yeah, so we just get to see a very little glimpse into the show. And we also get told that it doesn't come out till next year. Now, at Comic-Con, I thought it was coming out sooner than that. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought I'd heard it was coming out sooner than that. So it's not coming out till next year, where the streaming service, I believe, is supposed to be coming out in the next couple of months, I think. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's when it's supposed to come out. So, like, I think it's I'll admit, when I first heard Kaley Cuoco is going to be Harley Quinn, I'm like, oh, really? It's like, not Tara Strong, not someone else. Okay, that's a bit of an odd choice. But at the same time, I'll admit, it's not a terrible choice either. It's really not. I'm like, you know, I could see her doing it. And it's been shown on, like, social media, like Facebook and Twitter. She's very pumped to be doing it. She's very excited to be doing it, to get to voice this character. And she wants to bring her own spin on it, kind of like people of the past have. Like, Arlene Sorkin was the original voice of Harley Quinn. Then it was Tara Strong. And now, like I said, it was Bernadette on The Big Bang Theory for the movie. And now it's Kaley Cuoco. So she wants to put her own spin on it. She wants it to be, like, you know, empowering and all of that. And it looks like it's going to be that way. And, yeah, like, but I'm still curious of what is this show really going to be about? What's really going to happen? You know, where is it going to begin? Because in this teaser, we see she's in Arkham Asylum. And we see that, like, you know, Poison Ivy's there. So it's going to be her and Poison Ivy, which makes sense because we actually got to see on the Batman the Animated Series, we got to see there were some episodes of Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy working together. So we got to see that. We saw that a little bit. There was, like, kind of an interaction there. And, you know, they went on some adventures when she was away from the Joker for a while. They've always kind of had their little dynamic that's like a friendship of sorts there is what we've kind of seen. And again, We've seen this on some other stuff, too. So, like, they've had a connection, and they've got a friendship of sorts, and they do care about each other in a way, as best as each can, I guess. And, again, in Batman and Harley Quinn, we got to see, you know, how their relationship was. Because even Harley Quinn, you know, knew, hey, you know, Ivy, what you're doing is just, it's wrong. You're trying to, like, you know, pretty much destroy the world. And I'm sorry, I live in the world. I'm not okay with this. So we got to see that, and I will say this, like, you know, hearing Kaley Cuoco do point Harley Quinn. I like how it sounds. And you can definitely, you can tell just even this little clip, you can, in this little teaser, you can tell that, you know, her energy is really, really high, which Harley Quinn usually should be. Harley Quinn usually should have a lot of energy and just a lot, like she kind of has a really good outlook on life. Even when things are bleak, even when things seem bad, even when things seem hopeless, she's kind of the person who's like, ah, it'll work out, you know, and is really excited about it. And it's shown in recent iterations. I actually read another graphic novel that was called, what was it called? It was called Justice League, No Justice, where she was the same way. Like, it was a very dire situation where the universe was in danger, and she was kind of, again, like, you know, a comic relief of sorts, but also kind of like, you know, the shining light in the bleak, in the bleakness of the situation. So that's kind of how Harley Quinn has become lately. Of course, that's remembered, too, that from her original costume of Batman the Animated Series, her costume has changed from the New 52 series that, if you don't know, that happened with the whole Flashpoint paradox, which is a situation that happened with Barry Allen in the comics that pretty much changed everything by a decision he made. And if you want to see a really good example of that, there's, you can, of course, see that on the Flash series. And there's also an animated movie that they did, a DC animated movie called The Flashpoint Paradox. You can see, like, you know, the severity of what he did there. And he did it, like, you know, he had good intentions, but it really had dire repercussions for the DC, you know, universe as a whole afterwards. It just did. So, yeah, so it changed how she looks. And in Suicide Squad, we saw that, so that she looked very different and wasn't the character she was, played by Margot Robbie. So, yeah, overall, I think it's going to be a good show. I'm excited for it. I definitely want to see more. I'd like to see a bit, learn a bit more about the show. Like, is it going to be her and Harley Quinn? Is it going to be her and the Suicide Squad? Is it going to be just her on her own? I mean, is she still in Arkham? Is she out of Arkham? I would like to know these things. I'm definitely want to know more. But it's a good little window into the show and into what it's going to, where it's going to go and where it's going to be. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. There is no release date yet in 2019, just it's coming in 2019. That's all that's known at this point. But yeah, I'm excited. I definitely, like, you know, want to know more, but I think it's going to be cool. And I think that Kaley Cuoco, for this iteration of Harley Quinn they're doing, it's going to be a good call. It's going to be a good choice. So yeah, so that's all I have to say about that at this moment. And of course, be sure to keep your in future episodes when I learn more, I'll let you guys know more. So we're going to take another short little break, and we'll be back in a little bit.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hello there, everybody. This is Jay Snook back for some more sci-fi news for you. So the last bit of news I have for you for this episode is we finally got ourselves a Dark Phoenix trailer. And so the X-Men films have had their ups and downs. The first one was really good, kind of gave us Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, which was another iteration that changed the character and the way fans saw the character. So it was really interesting how they did that. And, you know, it introduced us, you know, Patrick Stewart as Charles Xavier and Ian McKellen as, you know, Magneto, and had Triple H as a Sabretooth. And Yeah, it was a really good film. And the sequel, we got to see Lady Deathstrike, and it was another really good film where the crew came together again, and there was a bigger threat this time. And then we got ourselves X3, which, yeah, it was kind of a poor ending for this trilogy, where we had the whole Dark Phoenix saga come up, where Jean Grey, you know, has this, I guess, this entity inside her or something, and it's, you know, driving her kind of to a dark place, and they're talking about where there's a cure for X-Men, for mutants now, which was a really weird turn to take. There's a point where Mystique actually gets turned human. Magneto is trying to create this, you know, group of mutants to, like, you know, stop the humans from curing them. And we have where Jean Grey, you know, kills Charles Xavier. She kills Scott. And in the end, you know, I don't think it's a spoiler because the movie's been out for a while. You know, Wolverine has to kill her, but Wolverine, of course, secretly loves her, so it's really hard for him to do it. So, and this was a bad movie because they put so many mutants in there. They put too many in there. They crammed them all together. A lot of them we didn't get an explanation about at all. Yeah, we had, you know, we got to see Beast, which was really cool. So we got to see him for the first time. But it was just overall not that great of a movie. Then, many years later, we got a movie called X-Men First Class, which was all the heroes when they were younger, kind of when they originally came together. How Charles Xavier and, you know, Eric Lesher, I think I said that right, Magneto came together, how they kind of originally wanted to, you know, create this team and teach these people how to use their powers and become a part of a team, right? We can see Azrael, who I think is the blue version, the blue mutant that can teleport like him. It's N something. I'm sorry, it's on the tip of my tongue. But, you know, so we get to see him. We get to see, you know, how Magneto and, you know, Mystique and Charles Xavier kind of became friends and were kind of partners for a while. There's a character played by Kevin Bacon called Sebastian Shaw, who, you know, believes, has a very different view on humans and how they should be treated, how we should treat them. And it was a really good movie. It did a very good job of kind of restarting the genre and starting it on a strong note. We got to see, you know, how Charles Xavier, you know, ends up in his wheelchair. There's a cool little cameo where they go to Wolverine and he, you know, is not too excited to see them, to say the least. You know, I won't say what he says, but yeah, he's not too excited to see them and isn't interested in what they're doing right now. Then we got Days of Future Past, which is a very big, in the comics, it's a very big thing where it takes place in the future and the Sentinels and mutants being hunted and killed and destroyed. So it's a really big deal, and I think they did a very, very good job with the movie. They did an amazing job with the movie. They took a difficult story to tell and told it amazingly. They did a very good job bringing this story to life. So it was, you know, a hard story to tell, but they did it. And I think it's one of probably the best X-Men movies they've done yet. I mean that. It's really, really good. And then we got a few years later, X-Men Apocalypse, which on the other end of the spectrum is probably one of the worst X-Men movies I have ever seen. We have Oscar Isaacs as Apocalypse. You know, we have a lot of the same characters come back. They introduce new ones like Storm and Angel and a number of different characters, but none of them are introduced that well. They're not introduced that strongly. We get to see a little bit of the Phoenix thing here. But yeah, just, I remember seeing this movie in the Bay Area actually before it came out. And I was just like, God, there was really not anything I could say nice about it. It was that poorly made. It was that bad. So come to modern times where we're getting another X-Men movie. And it's supposed to take place 10 years later after the last one. Because the last one, I think, was in the 70s and this one's supposed to be in the 80s. And, man, where do I begin with this movie and just with this trailer? So with this movie, it's the same, you know, actors. They don't look 10 years younger, at least not in my opinion. And one of my problems with this movie just in general is they're going to do the Dark Phoenix saga, right? Which we already got in a movie. Heck, we had it in the cartoon in the 90s. So this isn't like the first time we've gotten this. And I don't know. I just remember when I heard this with how bad Apocalypse was, it's like, why would you even do another movie? Because Apocalypse really was just a disappointment. I think fans, no fan, I don't think, liked that movie. I just don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think they did. So why you're doing another X-Men movie at all makes absolutely no sense to me. And so then we have where we finally get this trailer. We get to see a bit of what's going to go on, what's going to happen. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of emotion by, you know, Jean Grey, Sophie Turner, which I think she's a good Jean Grey. Don't be wrong, but I'm still not too excited for the movie. And then we also we have again where, you know, we get to see where the team is scared for her. They're worried about her. What do they do for her? We get to see Magneto, you know, and, you know, Charles Xavier trying to come together to, you know, about this dangerous threat that's coming. And at this point, Magneto's like, you know what, Charles, I don't care. And at this point, Charles doesn't have all his hair finally. But yeah, this trailer, I have to say, I'm not too sold on it. I'm not too sold on this movie. I'm not too excited for this movie. And I don't know, maybe it just didn't do that well of a job of, you know, selling the movie to me. Because it just does. And it's also because, at least I've seen this story a few times before, it's kind of predictable what's going to happen. You know, it's not this big shock of, oh, what's going to happen. Now, I will say what is cool about this trailer is you get to find out a bit about Jean Grey's past, at least that I didn't know. You get to see, you know, her with her parents, where I guess either she thinks she was responsible, maybe she was responsible for her parents dying. You know, so that was kind of interesting to see. And you get to see a little bit of, like, you know, where Charles Xavier's tried to help her in the past. And, you know, again, this is where, like, you know, the Dark Phoenix starts to come out of her and she can't control it. And she's just all rage and all anger and aggression. And, you know, she's not really being, you know, the X person that I think that people think she should be or hope she should be. So there's a lot of action in this trailer. There's some cool scenes here. It's our real first actual look at the movie. So that's kind of cool. This movie has already been pushed back, I think, at least once or twice. We supposedly get a release date of February next year. I think I've heard it already got pushed back again to, I think, like June now of next year. So I don't know. For me, when a movie gets pushed back that much and keeps getting pushed back, it doesn't give me much hope for that movie. It just doesn't. You know, like, I almost want to like this movie and be excited for this movie, but I don't even see a reason for this movie being made. I just don't. I mean, I'm just like, we already got this before, and that one wasn't that good. It just wasn't. Why would you do this again? I don't understand. I can't grasp it. It doesn't make sense to me why. Let's do another one of these and let's do a story we've already done. It's like, why? I mean, at least when they did X-Men First Class and they did Days of Future Past and even did Apocalypse, as bad as that was, at least we hadn't gotten those stories before. We hadn't seen them in a movie version. We had seen, you know, the Dark Phoenix saga on the cartoon. I want to say we had seen Apocalypse bit on the cartoon. But we never saw them in the movies before, ever. In any of the movies ever done, we haven't seen them. So at least it made sense to do them. This doesn't make any sense to do it. It just doesn't. It's like, even though it's a good cast, don't get me wrong, Nicholas Holt is great, James McAvoy is great, you know, Sophie Turner is great. It's a good cast of people. It's just, guys, we don't need this movie. We just don't. I just don't really think we need to even do it. There's no point. So this is just a movie where, you know what, this trailer doesn't sell me on the movie. It doesn't get me excited for the movie. I just really don't want to see the movie. I just don't, you know, and it's no fault of the characters or you know, the director or anything. It's just like, we just, you know, with how the last movie was, doing another one doesn't even make sense. Like, the last one, I think, bombed and bombed hard. I don't think it did anywhere near as good as they thought it would do. I just don't think so. And again, with how much this has been pushed back, it might be a good idea to just, you know what, cash in and go, you know what, never mind. We've done a few movies now. They're not doing that well anymore. We haven't done a good one since Days of Future Past. Maybe we should just say, you know what, we're good. Because they're doing another X-Men movie, New Mutants, where same thing. That one's been pushed back like two or three times now. So if you keep pushing these movies back and, you know, it just seems like maybe you're not even sure about them, don't bring them out. Just don't. Like, fans are not going to, you know, have a heart attack if you go, what, we don't get this movie now? At least I don't think they are. I know I'm not. I'm not going to go, oh, no, we don't get that movie. Back. You know what? That's okay. Just, you know, like scrub the, you know, slate clean, start it over again. I think that's the best idea. And that is my opinion. So this movie, I'm not excited for it. I want to be. I'm not. I'm just not. That's just where I stand with it. And this trailer really doesn't change my mind or give me any hope for it. So other than that, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you, you know, got some good stuff out of this episode, and talk to you all later. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Sci-Fi Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.